Okay, move on to the next. Next important issue in terms of chassidus, which also becomes a very controversial issue, unfortunately becomes a controversial issue, and that's the issue of fingernails, cutting nails before going to the mikvah. So why? What is this all about? What kind of issues are chassidus coming up with nails? So there are two parts of potential chassidus in terms of nails. One is dirt under the nails, which is in of itself potentially a problem. Well, it's only a problem if it meets the criteria of what's called the davar hamakpid. So there's a Mishnah that talks about whether dirt is considered to be davar hamakpid or not. There's a Tosefta that talks about it. When all the dust settles in the whole sugya, we basically come up with the following, distinction as follows. Depends where the dirt is. It depends really how long the nails are, how far the dirt is. If the dirt is what's called keneged habasar, so it means if the dirt is almost embedded into the nail, deep into the nail, and it doesn't go past the edge of the finger itself, so we assume that people are not generally mocked, but if one has a little bit of dirt, something's under the nails, that's not a problem. If a person has longer nails, and the dirt is shalom kenegedav basar, so now it's like everything you touch is going to be touched by that dirt, so people don't like that so much. So people usually clean that part if they have protruding nails. They would clean that part of the nail, so that's considered to be a davra hachot, it's a davra machbet. Those are the general guidelines that we work with. It's for this reason that the Rishonim already ran an age-old practice, ready from the days of the Rishonim, that women should cut their nails before they go to the mikvah. For this very reason, that it's hard to know, is it kineged habasar, not kineged habasar. Therefore, if you make that the nail itself is kineged habasar, is always kineged habasar, then you'll circumvent the entire problem. So that's what the minig is, and that minig should be continued. Women should be strongly encouraged that they should cut their nails before going to the mikvah. What if a woman doesn't want to? So the poskim write that we should encourage her to do. And if she still doesn't want to, so we should still let her use the mikvah. Why? Because long nails per se are not a chatzitza. Long nails can create chatzitza problems if they're dirty. But if she really, really cleans them, take a look and see, mice, there's nothing there, so then mikra din, they're really okay. So we're not going to make a whole fuss about it. We're going to recommend that she follows the age-old minhag, so it appears in Rishon, appears in Shulchan Aruch, this custom. But if a woman throws a fit that she's not going to do it, so then rather than potentially turning her off in the mikvah altogether, so we'll let her go even with the long nails, as long as the nails are clean. There is a whole other issue involved in nails possibly being an issue, and that's the nail itself. Maybe forget about the dirt under the nail. Maybe the nail proper is considered to be a chassid. So why is that? The nail's part of the body. It's growing. Why is that a problem? So there is a chiddush of the Ravan. The Ravan is one of the Balei Tosfos. But in Shulchan Aruch, it's quoted by the Shach, this Ravan, but it's quoted incorrectly. There's a Tos Sofer in the Shach. It's quoted in the name of the Ravid. So people start looking all over the place for the Ravid. Right? The Dalet became a Dalet by mistake. So the later editions, they fixed it up, the Ravan. So the Ravan has the following chiddush. He says that, you're right, nail is not considered to be a chassidza. That's assuming that it's not ready to be cut right away. Let's say you have a woman has long nails that she's doing to get her nails. She's going to go get a manicure in an hour from now. She knows she's going to get her nails cut in an hour from now, but she wants to go to the mikveh first. So comes the shach, comes the Ramah, and the shach put a Ravan and saying, wait a second. What we apply a principle called kala omed ligzos kagozos dami. Anything that's about to be cut off, kala omed lito kagozos dami, anything that's about to be removed, it's as if it's already removed, since halachically it's about to be taken off. And it's about to be removed, but it's still there. So it itself is a chassid. It's almost like a walking a tightrope.
It's like a woman who's about to get a haircut.
Oh, yeah. We'll lead in that direction. So some Rishon say that. It's a big, big chiddush. Probably most of Rishon don't say such a thing. And it's not clear at all that we possibly just make mikra din, but the Ramah does quote it. The Ramah writes, therefore, the Ramah writes that if you have a woman who cut her nails, and she forgot to cut one nail. She left one nail not cut. And she went to the mikvah. And she comes out, ooh, this looks silly. I mean, she goes, runs to go cut that other nail right now. After coming out of the mikvah, says, Ramah, that might be a chatzitza. The nail itself, even though the nail's clean, the nail itself might be a chatzitza. Because kol obed litol kenofel domi. So that does appear in the Ramah, appears in the Shach. So the question is, how much do we really, really paskin like this? There are different opinions in the Gedolei Achronim. Do we really paskin like this? Do we chayishish as a chumrah? Not so clear. So these are the two reasons why we tell women that they must cut their nails before they go to the mikvah. Number
so
one.
She had to go again?
So if there are more paskin, she should have to go again. Yeah. And again, others disagree. And it's not so simple what the final outcome is. So for these two reasons that we strongly recommend that women should cut their nails before going to the mikvah. One is that we're afraid maybe there's dirt there. It's hard to tell. And number two is that maybe according to this Ruder Ravan, perhaps that itself would be a chassid.
So it went to the feet and the...
Yes, yeah, so the minute is that the woman cut the fingernails and toenails. Yeah, that's fuzzy. So the Eyud is alluding to a very real shalach, a nice shalach that's also discussed. If you accept this issue of the fingernails themselves serving as a chatzitza, because they're about to be removed, then one could extrapolate to the hair as well. Maybe it's the same thing. If a woman goes to the mikvah with a regular hair, she's not planning on getting a haircut in the next 10 minutes, then that's fine. But if she has a haircut scheduled for now, she goes to the mikvah at 6 o'clock, but she's got a haircut appointment at 8 o'clock at night. So some folks can say, wait a second, maybe that's the same problem. Same with it, the nails are a problem, so the hair is a problem. Again, according to the machmirim, that the hair is a problem. So there's a chasam sofer that says that. There's a Jewish chasam sofer that says that. The original context of chasam sofer is not too relevant in our communities, but it's important in terms of our discussion. So the chasam sofer discusses the following shayla. We know that in Hasidic communities, so there was a practice, there's also a practice, many other yamas, that the women shave their heads. So the married women shave their heads. So chasam sofer says, but the minig was, they would only shave their heads after they would be with the husband the first time. After the bir rishona, then they would shave their heads. So when they went to the mikvah, let's say the day before the wedding, they went to the mikvah, they still have long hair. So he says, wait a second. For the non-Hasidish, the non-Hungarian children, those in Litva are not shaving their heads. So when the kallahs go to the mikvah, great. So they got their little haircut beforehand, their wedding haircut beforehand, they shave, they go to the mikvah, and everything's great, and they put a shaving on. But in our communities, when they're not doing that, says Chassam Sofer in Hungary, when they were shaving their heads, wait a second, the original tefillah they went out kallah should be no good, because they know that the hair's coming off in a minute, an hour, a day, whatever it is. So since they're planning on getting a haircut right after tefillah, that minhag that was instituted, probably the minhag was instituted to avoid chatzitzas in the hair in the first place, so says Chassam Sofer, that minhag is going to ruin the first tefillah. Every kallah goes to the mikvah, the tefillah should be no good because of this chumrah of the Ravan. So you see that Chassam Sofer was concerned. He extended the Ravan from the nails to the hair. So what's the answer? What's the solution? Says Chassam Sofer, it's not a problem. Why? Chassam Sofer is a kiyas, Harif is a cult of Akula. He dug up a Gemara in Masechet Zvachot. I don't think Tafim forgot what yet. He says a Gemara that discusses the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, Kol Omid Lizro Kazorik Dami, by Karvanas, Al Chumr, Al Din. That if you're about to be Zorik Tadam, it's as if you were Zorik Tadam, the whole, the same kind of halacha, Kala Omeid, to something dummy. So the Gemara says, B'medivah Rumum, you say Kala Omeid, that's only if it's not Mechusa Maisa. If you don't have another action that has to take place before you do that next step. But if you have to do A before you get to B, then you don't say Kala Omeid for B, Kedan Dami. You wouldn't say that. You only say it when it's not Mechusa Maisa. It's a Harifa somewhere, Tapuim of Seder Kachim. So says the Sefer, if you have a woman who goes to the mikvah at 6 o'clock at night and she's got a haircut scheduled for 7 o'clock at night, that's a problem. That's a big problem. That's the Ravan's problem. But if you have a woman who goes to the mikvah, she's not scheduled for a haircut an hour from now. She's scheduled to get married first. And until she gets married, until she's with her husband, she's not getting a haircut. So she's mechusa mais of Bir Rishona. Since Bir Rishona is going to precede that haircut of hers, so that's not cool. Kol omed lito chenotol dami. Bekiyos from the Chassam Sofer. So it's belabed tzchus that all the Chassidish women, they can still shave their heads and they don't have to worry about the hair itself posing a chatzitza. For us, in our communities, we don't generally have that issue. But the same issue does come up in our communities. The following: what if a woman not shaving her head? She wants to shave her legs. She wants to remove other hair from her body. So would we permit her doing that after she goes to the mikvah? Or would we say no? You have to do all that before you go to the mikvah. Because if you're going to go to the mikvah at 6 o'clock and then go home and shave your legs at 7 o'clock, so that's a problem. Since the hair was ready to be removed, and maybe the hair itself poses a chatzitza. So for that reason, that the poskim write that she should do all shaving and waxing, everything should be done before she goes to the mikvah, to avoid any of these complications of shailas that according to the machmir, again, chumrah, according to these machmir, maybe the hair itself would pose a problem. Women have to be careful, because someone who do waxing before they go to the mikvah, so they're trying so hard, the kal teacher told them they have to wax before they go to the mikvah, they shouldn't have shayla. What happens? They go waxing right before. The wax itself is a chasitza, because the wax is something that's hard to remove. So therefore, there's an eitz toivah, we tell the women they shouldn't have mamish before the mikvah. Enough time that everything should be cleared off, that there shouldn't be a chashash of a davar machber. So you shouldn't end up being a nimtza chumra kula, so machber on there, it ends up being more makel on something that's really a davar chatzitza. So the bottom line is that this whole thing is a big machlekes like rishonim. It's not clear at all that we really, really pass like this mikvah in, but the minhag is to try to be machber on this, so that's why we insist that the women should cut the nails before, and all the waxing and shaving, everything should be done before they go to the mikvah rather than after them.
What's the time frame for this Ravan? I mean, if it's like the haircut in a day or two.
So the time frame is not so much time frame. The question is it really ready? It means, is this hair really ready to come off? So you're right, she may, she may be draining around, may not go to the, you know, for another couple of hours, couple of days, but it's really ready. Right now, her mindset is, this: I'm really ready for a haircut. If she's ready for a haircut, so then she should get the haircut beforehand. I'm not saying with the evidence she didn't, I'm not saying it's a problem, but let's for sure, a woman should be careful to do all kinds of these preparations beforehand.
So would you say the same thing just with the haircut on her head? She notices some split ends.
So whatever, when she's getting ready to go to the mikvah, anything that has to be, that will be done soon afterwards should be done soon before. I would say like that. Not mechuyav to drive herself crazy over this, but if there's something that she notices that is ready to be removed, so it's better to remove it now rather than later. Okay.